Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin, Daf Pei Hei, and we will begin on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, we learn a brisa. Kol ha-tnoyim poislam beget. All tnoyim invalidate the get. Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. This is Rebbe's opinion. The Chamaimrim and the Chamaimrim hold kol she-poisl ha-peh, any get that would invalidate a get if it was said orally, paisel b'ksav, invalidates it when it's written, because she'ena paisel alpeh, but if it wouldn't make the get possible when it was said alpeh orally, and a paisel b'ksav, it would not invalidate it when it's written. And therefore, explained Rabbanan, chutz, the word chutz that we learned in the Mishnah, the machloikas rebelez and the chachamim, and according to the opinion of the chachamim, a get which is written with the word chutz, except there's a shiur in the get, that's something that someone left out that's not included in the get. Chutz she'poisel ha'peh, chutz when even if it's said orally disqualifies the get. The halacha is poisel b'ksav, also invalidates the get when it's written into the get. Amnas, however, according say the rabbanan, since a condition said amnas, where ain't a poisel ha'peh, doesn't invalidate a get when it's said orally, neither doesn't invalidate it in a poisel, doesn't invalidate the get when it's b'ksav, when it's written in. There's a fundamental machloikis, Tosfos, and the Ramban on how to understand this Gemara. According to Ramban, in the situation, whether it's the opinion of Rebbe or the opinion of Chachamim, who say that the get is invalidated, it doesn't make a difference, says the Ramban, if the get was ultimately fulfilled or not. The shtar is possible, the get is possible, if these tanoim are written into the get. That is the opinion of the Ramban. However, Tosfos learns that the get is only possible if the condition was ultimately not fulfilled. However, if the condition was ultimately fulfilled, even though perhaps one shouldn't have written a get like that, the get is going to be, according to the Tosfos, a valid get, according to all opinions. So now the Gemara will quote a machloikis of Rab Zeira and Rava on how to understand the machloikis of the Chachamim and Rebbe that we just quoted in the Mishnah. Am Rab Zeira, machloikis lefnei Torah. The machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanan is specifically if it was written before the Torah of the get was written. There's Rebbe Gazrinan, Amnas at the Chutz. Rebbe says that Chutz, we know, disqualifies the get. And Rebbe says that not only is Chutz possible, but Chazal made a Gzeira that so too should be the din by Amnas. Rabbanan Savri, on the other hand, the Rabbanan hold, Loi Gazrinan, Amnas at the Chutz. Chutz indeed is a problem, as we learned in the Mishnah, but that doesn't affect Almanas, and therefore Chazal did not make such a gzeira. Avl acha tarif, at the part of the get where the tarif was written, there divrei hakol kosher. Everybody will agree that the get is kosher, and as if they wrote it tonight into the get. And as Tosfos explains, since chutz written after the tarif is only osur midrabonim, so even Rava agree, even Rebbe agrees, explains Tosfos, that we're not going to make a gzeira by Almanas because of Chutz, because that would be a situation of a gzeira l'gzeira. And we know that throughout Shas, there's a concept of ein gozrin gzeira l'gzeira, we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira. According to this explanation of the Gemara, says the Gemara Masnisen the Tonic Suvuk, when it's said in our Mishnah that a get is possible if he wrote the stipulation into the get, Vikimnu, and we explain that what type of stipulation would invalidate a get, Bechutz, that's if he wrote a stipulation that includes Bechutz, Av Amnas, if he wrote a stipulation of Avnas, Loi possible, it would not invalidate the get. Says the Gemara, Ibai Seima, who opinion does our Mishnah follow? Either we could say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanon, and therefore, even if you wrote Al-Manas lifnei ha-Torif, even Rabbanon, even if you wrote it in before the Torif, the opinion of the Rabbanon is that Al-Manas, even written into the get, never invalidates the get. Or Vibay Seima, we could explain that our Mishnah even follows the opinion of Rebbe, because after the Torif, if Al-Manas was written into the get after the Torif, according to Rebbe, even Rebbe would agree that the get doesn't become possible according to Abzeir's explanation of Rebbe. And Divrei Akel, therefore, our Mishnah could follow everyone's opinion, even the opinion of Rebbe. Rava has a much more stringent explanation of the Machloikis of Rebbe and the Chachamim. And he says, Machloikis l'achat Torif. The entire Machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim is specifically when Al-Manas was written into the get after the Torif. The Rebbe suffer, Gazrinat Otto Lifnei HaTorif. Rebbe says that since Al-Manas, that was written Lifnei HaTorif, makes the get possible, they say the same then applies L'achra HaTorif. And following our lead that we explained the Gemara according to Tosfos' explanation, Tosfos says, why don't we have a problem here of Gzeira L'Gzeira? So Tosfos explains that Rebbe is going to hold the Kula Chod Gzeira, that when Chazal said that Al-Manas should not be written into the get Lifnei HaTorif, they didn't want to separate and say that there's a difference Lifnei HaTorif or L'achra HaTorif. They said it can't be written anywhere in the get. V'Rabbanan Sover, on the other hand, the Rabbanan hold Lo Gezrin Ot Lifnei HaTorif, and therefore the Rabbanan hold the L'achra HaTorif, the get is not a problem if there's a condition written into it. Av Lifnei HaTorif, but if the Al-Manas, if the condition was written in, and certainly Chutz, but certainly even Al-Manas was written in Lifnei HaTorif, according to Rabba's understanding, the Rehak Apostle, even the Rabbanim would hold that such a get is possible. That's how Tosfos explains the Gemara. There are other opinions, the other Rishonim, that want to suggest that the Machloikis of Rebbe and Rabbanon is really a Machloikis if we make Gzeiro L'Gzeiro or not. The Rabbanon don't make Gzeiro L'Gzeiro, and therefore they don't expand and say that Al-Manas written in to the get L'Achra HaTorif invalidates the get. Rebbe, on the other hand, holds we do make Gzeiro L'Gzeiro, and therefore even written in Lifnei HaTorif will disqualify the get. According to Rava's explanation of Rebbe and the Chachamim, says the Gemara, Masnis in the Ketonic Soivu, our Mishnah that said that if they wrote it into the get becomes possible. The Kimnu, and again, we explained that our Mishnah is speaking b'chutz, specifically if it's a chutz situation, Ava Amanas wouldn't disqualify the get. We're going to have to say that our Mishnah follow is speaking about Achra Torif, that this Amanas was written into the get after the Torif, and our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbanan. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tani Avu the Rebbe Ovin, Kamei the Rebbe Zeira. Kos of get al Tanai, if a get was written al Tanai, the Reyak Apostle. Everybody will agree that the get is possible. Ask the Gemara, the Reyak Apostle, according to Rebbe Zeira's explanation of the Machloikis of Rebbe and Rabbanon, is that true that everybody agrees that a get where Al-Manas, where get where Tanai was written into it, becomes invalidated? From Mifli Pligi, we just said that according to Rebbe Zeira's explanation, the Rabbanon hold that Al-Manas written into a get never invalidates the get. Not if it's written in Lifnei HaTorif, and certainly if it's not written L'Achra HaTorif. So how could the Gemara, how could this Braisa make this statement that Divrei HaKol Pasul? Says the Gemara, El Eima, where we have to say the Divrei HaKol Kosher, that everybody will agree that this get is kosher. And again, we're following Reb Zeira's understanding of the Machloikus of Rabbanan and Rebbe, Veichadami, and we're referring to a case of L'Achra HaTorif, that it's la'achra tarif, where according to Reb Zeira, even Rebbe agrees that a Tanai written in la'achra tarif, it doesn't invalidate the get, and certainly the Rabbanan of that opinion. And therefore what Reb Zeira is doing is, he's changing the wording of the Braisa. Instead of the wording being said Divrei Hakel Apostle, we're going to say Divrei Hakel Kasha. And as the Mefarshim explained, this is fundamental to understanding this Gemara, we're not specifically troubled by changing the words from Divrei Hakel Kasher to from Divrei Hakel Apostle to Divrei Hakel Kasher, since the Braises, as we learned earlier in Amasechta, were learned by Peh, they were learned by memory, and it was common that people would get confused, and therefore instead of saying Divrei Hakel Kasher, he mistakenly said Divrei Hakel Apostle. Asked the Gemara if we're going to change the wording of the Braisa, which we just said is not that problematic to us, so why don't we just change the wording differently? So Lema Reza Apostle, why don't say that the Braisa holds that a Tanai that's written anywhere in the get invalidates the get, but it's not everyone's opinion, it's Rebbe's opinion. Because according to Rebbe, a get that has a Tanai before the Tarif is possible. Says the Gemara, Tana Divrei Hakel Asne. The Tana, when he learned this Braisa, clearly heard that this Braisa says that what the opinion of this Braisa is opinion that everyone agrees to. So explains the Gemara. Kasher B'Pasul Machlefle. As we explained, people in those times got confused since they were learning the Braisas by memory. And the word kosher or the word pasul is a mistake that people made. And therefore, even though the Tana, when he quoted the Braisa, had the wording as pasul, really what he had heard was kosher. However, Hareze b'divrei Hakel Machlefle. If he heard the Braisa, if when he heard the Braisa, he said that the opinion that this Braisa is stating is the opinion that everyone holds, nobody would have made a mistake and say really he heard that the Braisa said that this is the opinion of only one mandomer, and make a mistake and say that it's everybody. That's not the kind of mistake that's usually made. That's why when the Gemara had to amend the wording of the Braisa, and Reb Zeira had to amend the wording of the Braisa, he quicker amended from Pasul to Kasher than to amend from the opinion of everybody to the opinion of individuals. Says the Mishnah. And again, the issue we're going to be discussing in our Mishnah is if someone, as we just said, left into a get the word chutz, didn't include everyone in his get, so the opinion of the Chacham, as we learned, is that the get becomes possible. The Gemara now will explain that then, when does that then apply and when doesn't it apply. Says the Mishnah, if the husband says you can marry anyone el al abba ulavicha except my father or your father, lachi ulachicha except my brother or your brother, levelav kachavim or a guy or eved ulchamish enlav kedushin or anyone that kedushin is invalid with kosher, that's not considered that he left over a shear in the get, because these are individuals that are not, that anyway she can't marry. The Chiddush Arim explains that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is not only la'aba, that a woman is never allowed to marry a father from the moment she's born, but even avicha, not only the woman's father, who she is always prohibited to, but even Abba, that she only became prohibited to marry his father at the moment they got married, so you would think that that is a lesser, that is considered that that Isser came at the same time of the marriage, and therefore when we're terminating the marriage, it has to be that she should, that he should be also included in the people, not that she can marry him, but she, that would be a problem if he's not included in the get. Teaches us the Mishnah, since there's a chiyuv krisus for her to marry these individuals anyway, therefore it's not considered a shear in the get. The Rishonim discuss what will be the halacha if she indeed has relations with her father after such a get was given. Do we say that since the get wasn't valid, since the Mishnah is telling us that the get is a valid get, therefore, even though the father, the brother, were excluded, doesn't affect the status of the get, and therefore if she has relations with her father or her father-in-law, it shall only be over the Isser of having relations with her father or father-in-law, but she will not have the Isser of being an Eishes Ish. Or other Rishonim want to suggest that she'll even have the Isser of Eishes Ish, because since they were excluded, their exclusion might not have affected the validity of the get, but it certainly affected their relationship with her, and therefore, if she had relationships with them, she would be over to Isurim. The similar question comes up that our Mishnah says that if an Eved or an Akum were excluded, since their people, as we're going to explain in the Gemara, that want that Kedushin isn't affected with them anyway, what will be the halacha if the Eved is freed or the guy becomes a ger? What will be the din if she has relations with them? Do we say that as far as they're concerned she's still an Eishes Ish? The Meiri says that, as we just explained, since the get with the Mishnah's paskening is a valid get, the halacha will be that she's not an Eishes Ish even as far as they are concerned. However, there are other opinions that hold that even though the Mishnah's paskening that the get is a valid get, that doesn't change the reality that they were excluded, they're not included in whom the get affects, and therefore she has relations with them, the Eved after he becomes freed, or the guy after he has Geirus, she would be considered an Eishes Ish if she had relations with them. However, if he said, Hareyat Meteres L'chal Adam, El Amonaka and Godel, you're mutter to everyone, except if she was a widow, she said, you can't marry a Kohen Gadol, or Grusha, v'chalutza, that means she was an Amon before she married him, or Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, that Kohen Hedyot cannot marry a Grusha v'chalutza, the halacha, or a Mamseris from the Sinah Yisrael, or he excluded that she was a Mamseris from the Sinah to Yisrael, who may not marry a Mamzer in the Sinah, Bas Yisrael u'nosan l'Mamzer, or v'chami she'esh l'av Kedushin, or to any situation where a Kedushin would be effective, since it's only a Chiv Lav, not a Chiv Karis, a Fil Baveri, even if such a Kedushin would involve an Aveira, Pasol, the get is indeed invalid. It's considered a situation of Chutz. The Rishonim point out that actually the Mishnah did not have to speak about a Monal Kohen Gadol, because she's also to the Kohen Gadol anyway, because she's a Grusha. However, since the Mishnah, the Mefarshim explained, always mentioned Kohen Hedyot, Grusha v'chalutza Kohen Hedyot, so the Mishnah mentioned Amon al Kohen Gadol also. Says the Gemara, Klala Dereisha. The Mishnah ended off the first part of the Mishnah with the words, V'kol Mishen Alav Kedushim. Who are we coming to include with those words? Lasuya Shachai V'krisas. Anyone that if she had relations with that person, there's a chiv karis, their exclusion, their being excluded from the get, doesn't disqualify the get. Klala the Sefer, the end of our Mishnah just said, the chomishi yeshal of Kedushin, that anyone like that, their exclusion invalidates the get. Who is it coming to include? Lesui shachai v'lovin, any other case where the isser of having relations is also an isser, only an isser chiv lav. Rashi includes the parentheses, kigana moini ma'avi nesini, mitzri v'adoimi, and as the Rishonim point out, mitzri v'adoimi are only isser asay, and certainly their being excluded from the get is considered a situation of chutz, which invalidates the get. Barminei Rav Rav Nachman, chutz mikedusha katan mahu, if she excluded a cotton, is that considered a situation of chutz or not? Mi amrinan, hash to mi la baravayuhu. Right now, he's a person that's unable to make kedushin, as we explained in the beginning of our Mishnah. Anyone who can't have kedushin doesn't invalidate the get. It's not considered a situation of chutz. Adilma osl chlal havaya. He's going to get to the status of havaya, and since he's going to get to the status of havaya, we already look at him as that way now. Rabbi Kiva Eger makes a point that the Gemara speaks about a case where she spoke about chutz mikadushe cotton. What would be the din, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if she used the words chutz miktanim? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says when such words are used, he clearly means that the restriction is only while they're ktanim, but that restriction will be lifted once they become gedolim. And while they're ketanim, they're certainly not individuals that can make kedushin, and therefore that would not be considered a restriction. The Rishash and the Chasam Sofer disagree with Rabbi Kiva Eger, and they say that even if the words chutz miktanim were used, that would be the same subject of the Gemara's question. Furthermore, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, Rashi says on the words chutz mikadushe cotton, it means chutz mepluini the cotton who. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger that only because he specified a specific cotton. But if a specific cotton were not specified, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, we don't have to be concerned. Again, other Mefarshim disagree with Rabbi Kiva Eger, and it doesn't make a difference if a specific cotton was specified or not. The same question of the Gemara would apply. Amalei, so Rav Nachman answered to Rava to Nesua. We could answer this question from a Braisa. It says in a Braisa, Ketanim Skereshes B'Gerushi Avia. Of a father, the Kedush Avia. A father who's Mekadosh a Ketana, which the Kedushin is effective midaraisa, the Torah gives the father that ability. The katana can now accept kedushin from that marriage. Amai, asked the Gemara, Vabina v'yotzva haisa, as we've learned so many times, the Torah compares gittin to kedushin, so she should not be able to receive a get because she is, her kedushin were received by a godel, by a father. How could her gerushin be received by ketana? Why can't she receive a get even when she's a ketana? Because asil klal avaya, since she will ultimately become a gedayla, that's why we accept, she could accept kedushin, get a get even now when she's a ketana. So you see, there is a concept of asil klal avaya, and that's why exclusion, a chutz of a cotton would invalidate a get. Ask the Gemara, chutz minahinei lo demahu. What would be the halacha if he said, except from those that will be born? Do we say, hashtami lo yishalid? Right now, these people weren't born, and therefore, it's not a question. And therefore, it's not a shiur. Oidama, he means asidim yishalid. Children will be born, and therefore it's considered a shiur. Here too we have the same machloikas that we mentioned earlier. Is this case speaking about when he spoke only about a specific individual, or did he speak about all noiladim? Amalei tenesua. It says in our Mishnah, lever oiv kechavim, that if the husband excluded the ever or the oiv kechavim, it's not considered a situation of chutz. Now, if we're concerned about what will be, it was saying that what will be makes it be considered a situation of chutz. Ever avikachavim nami avida de megayri, and ever can become freed. Avikachavim can become a ger. Says the Gemara, you can't compare a child that's going to be born to an ever avikachavim that may become freed or may become a Jew. Hanachli guri kami. They're not necessarily going to convert. Hanach, but a child that's going to be born, will certainly be born. and therefore we can't compare the two situations. Ask the Gemara, Chutz Mibala Choysoi. If he said you could marry anyone besides your sister's husband, Mahu, Hashtamilai Chazilai, right now she can't marry her sister's husband as long as her sister is alive. Aydama, Zim the Maisa Chaz, Choysoi. The halacha is if her sister passes away, she may marry her brother-in-law, Vachazilai, Amalei, Tenesua. The Mishnah spoke about Evik Kachavim Nami Avidi the Megairi. We said that Evik Kachavim may become Geirim, and we're still not concerned. Right now they're not, and therefore they're not considered a Shear. The same, the brother-in-law, yes, the sister may pass away, but right now he's a brother-in-law, and there's a Chiv Chorus for her to have relations with him. Says the Gemara, we can't compare the situation. Geiris lo shchicha, misa shchicha. Geiris isn't common, misa is common. And as the Mefarshim point out, it's not to say that misa is necessarily shchicha. It means that we're going to compare, everything is relative. If we're going to compare misa to geiris, misa is more common to geiris. And furthermore, as Tosfos points out, we've said this concept other times, that even though we're not concerned that someone is alive is going to pass away in the short term, we are concerned that he will pass away in the long term, and that's exactly what the Gemara means. Misa Shchicha, the sister will die. The Michtas Yitzchak points out, who says that the sister will die before her husband? Maybe the husband will die before the sister. Says the Michtas Yitzchak, particularly in those times, it was common, unfortunately, that women passed away before men, and therefore, that's why Misa of the sister is considered Shchicha, and maybe that's why it's considered a Shear. Says the Gemara, if he made the following statement, Chutz Mizunu Sayich Mahu. He said, you could get divorced, but you're not allowed to have relations with any man that you're not married to. Do we say, B'nesun Haloshayir? She may marry any man, and therefore we don't have a situation of chutz. Aydilma shayir b'bir. Maybe it's considered a situation that she's still not allowed to have relationship with everybody. Amalei t'nesua. We learned in our Mishnah la'aba ulavicha. The Mishnah spoke that she can't have that if you, I'm divorcing you except for my father, your father. Now ask the Gemara b'mai. Exactly what did he mean when he made this statement? Elaim ben Asuin, did he mean, I'm divorcing you, but you're not allowed to marry my father or your father? Abba v'avicha b'nei Nesuinenu? Is that even a meaningful statement? Kedusha isn't effective between a woman and a father or a father-in-law, even a former father-in-law. Elalav, it must be referring to a case of Znus, that he meant that you can't have relations with your father or my father. And what is the Mishnah saying? Ula abu levicha, since there's a father or a father-in-law, with a zechiv karis, that's when hudaloi shayir, it's not considered a situation of chutz. Hala acher, maybe if she, with regarding everyone else, even if he's only making the shear as far as having relations outside of marriage, it's still going to be considered shear. It's going to be considered a situation of chutz. Says the Gemara, Dilma ben Nesuin. What the Mishnah means is that he was saying that you're not allowed to marry my father or your father. We said Kedushin is not effective with a father or a father-in-law. What he meant was the other Ve'insiv, that she went and she had relations with these men. But not that he meant a situation of Znus. However, the Paiskim do say, even if he clearly indicated a situation that he meant Znus, it will still be considered not considered a shear in the get when he said the father or the father-in-law. Says the Gemara, Chutz Mishloi Kedarka. He said that I'm divorcing you, but you're not allowed to have any unnatural way of having relations with another man. Mau, is that considered a shear or not? What is the question? Do we say Kedarka Lo Shear? as far as her having relations, she could have relations with anyone, just not anyone that b'kedarko. She could have relations with anyone. Since the Torah always compares b'kedarko to b'shloi kedarko, we can't make any differentiation. And therefore, if you would have said that you can't have relations with anyone in a normal way, it certainly would be a shir. It's therefore a shir, even when he said it, shloi kedarka. If he said, chutz me'afaras nedarayich, he said, I'm divorcing you, but I am retaining the right to be made for you nedarim. Mahu. As far as the marriage is concerned, it's being completely terminated, so we don't have a situation of chotzir. The Torah says that that's the right of a husband, and therefore, if he retains the right, it's not considered that he completely severed the marriage. If he said, I'm divorcing you on the condition that if you marry a kohen, you will not be able to eat truma. Mahu. B'nesun ha'leshayir. As far as the nesun is concerned, he completely severed the marriage. Oidim ha'kinyan kasbayhu. Since he's not allowing the kohen who marries her to give her truma, it's considered a shir. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. However, Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi's pshat. Because Taisus says that this woman can't eat truma anyway, because this woman is a grusha, and a grusha may not marry a kohen, and if she does marry a kohen, she's certainly not allowed to eat truma. So therefore, Taisus explains the Gemara just the opposite. Taisus says that what he was saying was, "I'm divorced." That he was a kohen, the first husband was a kohen, and while she was married to him, she was obviously allowed to eat truma, and he was saying to her, "I'm divorcing you, but I'm retaining the right that you should be able to continue eating truma." Is that considered a shir or not? And the Mefarshim explain the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos evolves around what is the reason why an Eishes Kohen eats truma. Rashi holds that an Eishes Kohen eats truma because she's the wife of a Kohen. And therefore, if he's divorcing her, there's no way she could continue eating truma. So it can't be pshat that he was giving a get with the condition that you could continue eating truma. If she's not his wife, she can't eat truma. However, Tosfos says the reason a wife eats truma is because she's kinyan kasboy. She's considered a possession of the husband. So even if she's no longer his wife, because they got divorced, maybe as far as Kinyan Kasboy is concerned, the Gemara's questioning, he could still hold on to that, and the question, and therefore it would be valid. And now the Gemara goes further to ask, would that be a shir or not? If he said, Chutz miyurushosayich, he said to her, I'm divorcing you, but I retain the right that when you die, I will be the one to inherit you. So the Paiskim make two observations based on this question. Number one, we see that the din that a husband inherits his wife is midaraisa, because otherwise, if it was only din midarabanan, it certainly would not be considered a shir to invalidate a get, which is a good get midaraisa. Furthermore, we see from here that the right that the husband has to receive the yerusha of his wife comes at the moment of marriage, doesn't come at the moment of death. Because if we look at it at the moment of death, if they're not married at the moment of death, this condition certainly cannot be a plausible condition. So the Gemara's question is, if he said, I'm divorcing you, but I'm retaining the right to get your Yerusha. Do we say, B'nasun al-Shayr, as far as the marriage is concerned, it's completely terminated. Adilma l'sheira v'yarosh oisoik sof. The Torah speaks about v'sheiroi v'yarosh, and if he retains the right, he hasn't properly or completely severed the marriage. If he said, chutz mekudushayich b'shtar, you could get married, but you can't get married to anyone else with a shtar. As we said, The first Mishnah, Masechta Gedushin, teaches us that a woman, Mishlosh Drachim, the three ways a woman gets married, the Kesef, Shtar, Bia. He gives her the right to continue getting remarried, but only with Kesef or Bia, not with a Shtar. Mao, Mimrin Efshin Makash Lubba Kesef Bia. She could still get married to someone else with Kesef or Bia. And if he excluded one type of remarriage that she cannot have, it's considered a situation of chutz. The Mefarshim discuss what would be the halacha would the same question of the Gemara apply if he said you could get remarried but only with one of the three ways that Kedushin is effective. Some Mefarshim say that as long as he left her one way to get remarried, the same question of the Gemara applies. Others say, certainly, if he excluded her from two of the three ways that she could get remarried, that would certainly be a situation of chutz. Says the Gemara regarding many of these questions that we didn't answer, teku, they remain unresolved. The Mefarshim also discuss one more question. Let's say he says, I'm divorcing you, but you have to continue giving me what you earn. What would be the din in that case? Many Mefarshim say that certainly would not be a shear, because the din that a wife has to turn over her earnings to her husband is only a din midrabanan, and therefore it's not considered a shear. Others say just the opposite. Since if she has to continue giving her first husband what she earns, so she's very tied to him, and it would prevent her from having a real marriage to a second husband if she can't turn over her earnings to a second husband, and it would certainly be considered a case of shear. Gufa shel get. The basic text of the get is that he writes harei at materas l'chol adam. He has to write harei at materas l'chol adam. The Mefarshim discuss, does the get also have to have the names? What is it then regarding the names? Some Rishonim say that the names aren't essential. As long as Adam see him giving the get to the wife, that's enough. Others say that the names of the husband and wife must be there midrabanan, and yet other Rishonim say that have to be the midaraisa. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that a get that's missing the names is an invalid get. However, the question is, whose opinion is the Shulchan Aruch following? Does the Shulchan Aruch mean that the get is possible midaraisa? And therefore, if this woman were to marry another man, the children would be mamzerim midaraisa? Or does it mean that the get is possible midrabanan, and if she married another man, the children would be mamzerim midrabanan? Continues the Rabbi Yehuda Aima. Rabbi Yehuda says that the get also has to include the following statement: V'dein dehavi l'cha minoy, seif teruchim, this should be a document of banishing you, v'ger shvuchim, that I'm banning you, v'ger peturim, I'm releasing you, l'mahach l'snaz v'l'cha t'siyatzman, that you can marry any man you want. The Farshim discuss why is the words harei et muteres l'chal adam written in Lashon HaKodesh, and the rest of the get is written in Aramaic. Moreover, isn't it a redundancy if he's writing in Aramaic, l'mahach l'tenzab l'chol gav d'siyatzvin, that you can marry any man? Why does he also write harayat materas l'chol adam? So the Mefarshim answer, the Rishonim answer, the words l'mahach l'tenzab l'chol gav d'siyatzvin means that you can marry, you are not free to get remarried. The words harei at muteres l'chol adam, however, are telling her even more, that if you will have relations with another man, since you are no longer an Eishes Ish, you will not be subject to Misa. And since in those times people understood Aramaic, but did not, most women did not understand Lashon Kodesh, we specifically said the words of harei at muteres l'chol adam only in Lashon Kodesh, because we did not want women to think that now they would be permitted to have relations with other men since they're no longer an Eishes Ish. The Ramah in a Tshuva discusses how could a get be kosher that when part of it is written in Aramaic and part of it is written in Lashon Kodesh. The Tosefta clearly indicates that that is possible. So Ramah says three reasons why it's not an issue. He says Aramaic is really corrupted Lashon HaKodesh, so it's really one and the same Lashon. Another explanation, he says, is that since the get really is written in Aramaic, as we just explained, Arayat Mataris L'Chal Adam is really just an add-on, therefore it's not disqualifying the get if it's written in Lashon HaKodesh. And the third, he says, is that we look at the Roif. Since most of the get was written in Aramaic, even if part of the get is written to, even if part of the get is written in Lashon HaKodesh, since it's only a miyut, it's this very small part, it's still considered that the get is written in one language and it's a kosher get. The Mefarshim also say, why does the get have to have this redundancy? Sefer Teruchim, Igeris Shvuchim, and get Peturim. So some say because the word to get, the word Gerushin, is sometimes defined as Shvukin, sometimes it's defined as Teruchim, and sometimes it's defined as Peturim, so we want to get it right, so we write all three of these words. Tres Yisrael says because it represents the three obligations that a husband has to the wife, Sherek Suso Vainosa. And the Gra takes it a step further. Teruchin, we say, refers to the relationship between the husband and the wife, that they no longer have the special bond. Shvukin refers to his obligations to her, and Peturim refers to his obligation to support her, that he no longer has the obligation to support her. Gufish is to get shichur. What is the statement of a get shichur? Harei at bas chayrim, or harei at la'atzmech. Machloikis ha-mefarshim. Here, what will Rabbi Yehuda hold regarding this shtar shichur? Will Rabbi Yehuda here too hold that this minimal language is inadequate? Or only regarding a get does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it has to be more expressive, but he doesn't hold that way regarding a shtar shichur? Regarding shtar shichur, he will agree that even this minimal terminology will be adequate. Pshita, says the Gemara, it's obvious. Amalai lishta harei at bat chayrim. Loi amaklum. It's meaningless. Amalai lishivcha say, or he told the shivcha, harei at mataris l'chal adam. Also, loi amaklum, because it doesn't speak about freeing her. Amalai l'isha. But if somebody said to his wife, harei at l'atzmach, mahu, doesn't mean l'mlach, doesn't mean that he's coming to completely terminate their marriage. What he meant was that you don't have to give me what you earn anymore. What does it say in Gat Shichur? Harei at bas chayrim, you're free. Harei at la'atzmech. Uma avdech the karen le'gufa. Now, if an eved who the owner owns, ki amalei harei at la'atzmeich kane gufei, that is considered an emancipation. Isha, a husband doesn't own a wife. Certainly, the lo kane gufei lo kashkein, so therefore the Gemara says that harei at la'atzmeich is a valid way of writing a get. Amalei ravina l'ravashi, amalei la'avdei, if somebody said to his eved, ein li esek bach, what's the halacha? Is it going to be valid or not? Amle Rafchan el Ravashi, Vamle Rafchan el Mechuzno el Ravashi, Toshma, the Tanya, Hamoicha Avdalav Kechavim, the halacha is one is not allowed to sell his ever to a guy. The halacha is if one sells his ever to a guy, not only he has to free him and even pay 10 times what he's worth, and not only must he free him, pay him 10 times what he's worth, then the ever is no longer an ever. So he says, Hamoich Avdalav's Kachavim, after the owner frees him, Yoitzel Chayrus, the Eved goes out free, but Tzarek gets Shechem Rabbi Sheni. Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Medvar Mamurim, when is the halacha that he has to write him a get Shechur, that he should be able to marry a regular Jewish woman, Shalai Kosolov Oinoi, if he did not previously write it Oinoi, a document. Ava Kosolov Oinoi, if he had previously written Oinoi, Zer Shechroroi. That is considered the shtar shichur, and after he redeems him from his new owner, he doesn't have to write another shtar shichur. My oinoi, amrav sheish, the kasloi lechishtivach meni ainli esich bach. So we see that ainli esich bach is considered a valid form of freeing the get. of freeing an Eved. Why is it considered a valid form of freeing an Eved, even though, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, it's not valid when somebody says on a field, didn't varm ainli al Eisek Sadazu? So Rishonim explained, because when he says to his Eved, ainli Eisek Bach, so the Eved is right there to take ownership of himself. But when somebody says it on the field, there's no one to take ownership of the field. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'dein dechevel chaminoi, sefer teruchim v'gerish shvuchim. What is the machloikus of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Rabbi Yehuda requires this more elaboration, and the Rabbanon don't. Rabbanon savri yudayim shenem mechichas en yudayim. A partial declaration that is still somewhat unclear is still considered a valid declaration. So therefore, afgav d'loik sivle v'dein. So therefore, he didn't write that this get will be the instrument of divorce. Mucha milsa d'bai gita kamigarishla. It's obvious that he wants a divorcer. If it's not clear, it's not going to be a get, and therefore tam the kasul of a dain. Only when he wrote the dain, the mucha milsa, the behai gita gomagar shle, where it's obvious that he wants to divorce her. That's why the get is a get. Avalei kasul of a dain. If he didn't write the word the dain, amri bedubura kasha. People say that he's only divorcing her with an oral statement, which we know is not passable. A get has to be a written document, and he's just giving the shtar as a rai ba'almahu, and that's why Rav Yehuda would invalidate such a get. Amar Baya, high man the kos v'gita lo'ilichta v'dein, should not write v'din with a yud, the mashim v'din, because it seems to mean that he's divorcing her because the halacha requires that, el v'dein without a yud, to avoid that mistake. V'loy l'kesef igris, I shouldn't write the word igris with a yud. The mashma igris means a roof. Rather say it means that she paid him to get divorced, or I'm divorcing you because there was a fight between us, or I'm divorcing you as a reward. Ella igris without a yud. V'loyla kes of mahach. He shouldn't write the word mihach. Lamed yud mem hei chof. The mashma mahach, which we would understand to mean two words to me from this, which means you will be a wife to me from the giving of this document and onward, which of course is the opposite of what's trying to be accomplished. They're trying to terminate the marriage. Furthermore, shouldn't write the word mimchach with a ches. You should be careful that the hey should look like a hey, not like a ches. The mashpichucha, because that don't mean that the get is just being given as a joke. You should write that the heavy in the sisyatsvan. You should write those words tlosa tlosa yudin. Each word should have three yuds in them. The mashma tehevim with the siatzma, which is to be understood, you will be permitted from now on, and you can marry whom you want from now on. The luchchel avov the teruchin avov the shvuchin. He should make the vav of the word teruchin and shvuchin long. The mashma, because if they're not long and they don't look like a vav, it looks like Turichin Vishviken, which means you're a banished woman and you're an abandoned woman, but it doesn't mean that I am abandoning you, I'm banishing you with this get. Machloikis Rishonim, if it means that the Vav should be a full Vav, or it doesn't mean it should be a long Vav. Also Machloikis Rishonim, if it's not done, is the get kosher b'de'evet or not. V'lichrei levav dechadu, he should lent the vod of the word chadu, the mashm of chadi, because if it's not lented, it could look like the chadi nothing, which means that the get is not being utilized as a bill of divorce. V'loy lichtva lent sasva, he shouldn't write with sasva, with an aleph following the lamed, the mashm of loy yisnasva, which means you cannot remarry. Ella lehisnaspa. She write lehisnaspa with a hey, which is understood. You will have the right to get married. Farshim say that's why it's important when we end the Shemona Esrei during the Seres Shemay Tshuva, we should say, be careful to say zochreinu lechayim with a shva, not zochreinu. Be careful not to say lachayim with a pasach, because lachayim means loy chayim, that we should not live. We have to be careful to say Zechreinu L'chaim, that it's God should subscribe to write us to life. Iboiluhu. Being in V'dein, what's the halacha? Do we follow the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? We have to write the word V'dein? Or lo being in V'dein? Toshma, daskin Rabbi Begiti, ich planya ba planya, part of a sarach yes plan is itasei released and banished his wife that was itasei mekadam the na miyam mavalam from that she was his wife till now and now they're divorced forever. Vila v'dein lo yikam, it doesn't say the word v'dein. Says the Gemara l'tameich kulam yikama. Does all the other words have to be included in the get? El b'inan, just like we're saying that Rav is saying you have to have all of these words in the get, hachanami b'inan, the halacha will be that you'll have to have the word v'dein, and without it, it will be a disqualified get. Farshim discuss, here we see the importance of being clear, and that's why by a marriage, we say, harei at mekudeshes li, and that's actually what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about us, v'yisam li, Skula l'kolamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was careful to pronounce the li. And that we could understand what Balak asked of Bilam. He said, L'cha orali yisamazeh. Go break that li relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, that relationship of the yisam li, Skula l'kolamim, can never be terminated, that special relationship between us and Hashem.